Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 12th day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Tainis, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah is going to tell us from when we start saying or asking for rain in the Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei of Baruch Aleinu. When do we start asking V'sein Talamota? Bishloshim B'Mar Cheshvan, on the third day of Mar Cheshvan, Shoyle Nisak Shamim, one starts to ask for rain in the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu by saying V'sein Talamotar in Shemoneh Esrei. It's because on this day starts the season of rain, the rain season, the first period of rain season in Eretz Yisrael. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Third of Cheshvan. Raman Gamliel Omer B'Shiva Bai. He says no. He says we only start asking for rain on the seventh day of Cheshvan, and which is V'sein Tal Umotar, and that is Chamish Osar Yom, 15 days Achare Hechag, after Sukkot. And why do we do it then? That's Kadei She'agia Acharon Shebi Yisrael L'Nahar Pros. That's to allow the last of the Jewish people who have come from the furthest place away from Yerushalayim, namely the river Euphrates, which is at the border, the furthest border of Syria, to allow him to write, to allow them to go home and not be caught in the rain. So we wait 15 days after Sukkot, which is the 7th of Cheshvan. And indeed, the halacha is like Ram Gamliel in Eretz Yisrael, that's when they start asking for rain in the Saint Talamata. However, this is only in Eretz Yisrael, a place which has got a lot of mountainous regions and needs a lot of rain. However, in Chutz Laaretz, in the Gaula, in the diaspora, we start saying the Saint Talamata on the 60th day after the autumnal equinox, which we call after Tkufas Tishrei, which is works out to be approximately 5th of December, depending on the year. Mishnah Dalet. Higia Shivasar by Macheshvan. What happens if the 17th of Cheshvan arrived, and that is the last period of the period of rain, because there are three periods of rain. There is the first period, according to Rabbi Meir, of 3rd of Cheshvan. There is the 7th of Cheshvan, and there is the 17th of Cheshvan. Now, if all three times have passed, v'lo yordu geshomim, and rain has not come down in Eretz Yisrael, hischilu hayichidim, then individuals, namely Talmid Chachamim, would start to fast, misanin sholosh tanias. They would do three fasts, Monday, Thursday, and then the following Monday. Oichlin v'shoysin mishecha shecha. They would eat and drink while it's dark. In other words, before the night before the day fast, they would be able to eat and drink all night until the morning. This is, of course, if they haven't gone to sleep, intending to not eat. If they went to sleep, however, and didn't think about and didn't think that they were going to eat after that, then they have to keep on. Then they have to resume or continue their fast. Unless they made a condition before they went to bed that if they get up that they can still eat. Basically, it's a day fast, not a night and day fast. Umutorin bimlacha uvirchitza uvisicha uvinilsa sandal uvatashmishamita. And these fasts, which are not so as serious as the later fasts, one is allowed to do work, one is allowed to bathe, one is allowed to anoint one's body, one is allowed to wear shoes, one is allowed to have marital duties during these days of the fasts and this early period of the Sholosh Taniyos or Shonas, the very first three fasts.